Frenzy, 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 you've got lots of friends already, and you can tell them all about the strange things that happen when the sun goes down. But there is nothing strange about the way I feel.
If you're just joining us this week on Girly So Groovy, every single song is the name of a person. And we just heard music from Montreal singer-songwriter Martha Wainwright with her song Francie. That comes from Martha Wainwright's album Goodnight City. In the middle, it is Sarah McLachlan with her song Mary. That stretches back to her breakout album, Fumbling Towards Ecstasy. Sarah McLachlan is on a slow roll, shall we say, touring the 30th anniversary tour of Fumbling Towards Ecstasy. I had an opportunity to see that tour last summer in the Detroit area, and I noticed she still is continuing coming to venues across Canada and into the United States. Depending where you live, if you are a Sarah McLachlan fan, if you were a fan in the 90s, it's worth going to for the fact that I was just stunned at how her voice has not changed in 30 years. The notes that she can still hit, it's incredible. Again, Mary from Sarah McLachlan, and then starting that set off, Halifax singer-songwriter Jen Grant with her song Judy from her most recent album, Champagne Problems. It was when that album came out. I think it's a couple years old now, but when that album came out, I remember playing that song, Judy, here on Girly So Groovy, and voiced out loud that we should do a theme show sometime on Girly So Groovy where it's nothing but names of people. And here we are, including Jen Grant again with her song Judy as a kind of fitting nod for the fact that it was that song that kind of inspired and got me thinking about it. All right, let's keep things going. Right now it is pianist, singer, songwriter Sarah Sleen with her song Me and Jerome right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Parce que tu es... Used to that clean white linen.
This is listener-supported radio, and this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. A show where the music sings for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you two full hours of fabulous female-fronted radio. And this week, we have done a full 2 hours of songs that just happen to be names of people. I thought, let's bring in a theme and mix things up. So Joni Mitchell right there with her song, Carrie. That's from her gorgeous album, Blue. In the middle, it is Quebecois musician Fanny Bloom with the third song named after Annie. She joins the ranks of Elastica and Astra, but her song Annie comes from her album Apprenti Guerriere. And then kicking things off, Sarah Sleen with her song Me and Jerome. That is from the Sarah Sleen album Universe. Well, friends, I can't believe that this episode is coming to an end. It absolutely flew by. If you enjoyed this week's episode of Girly So Groovy, if you wanted to play along, know that I have so many leftover name songs that I think I could easily do a part two sometime in the future. So if there is a track that you think that I missed the mark on or should have included, let me know. We're on social media. You can find us on Facebook simply at Girly So Groovy. Girly and Groovy ending with an IE. We're also on Instagram at GSG Radio. In addition to being able to message me any request for the show, know that with those social media channels, you will find playlists in print as well as links to the musicians and bands featured. I just want to remind you also that if you ever miss an episode or want to listen again, we are online simply at mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. You will find 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy waiting for you. That's 20 hours of music. Hey, whether you tuned in for a few minutes, the full 2 hours, or the full 24 years, yes, we turned 24 years old in July. Girly So Groovy has been launching and playing from our mothership station, CJAM 99.1 FM in Windsor and Detroit through the University of Windsor for 24 years now. And since then, Girly So Groovy is now syndicated. By my count, perhaps we are airing on 19 or 20 community and campus stations coast to coast across Canada and down south into the United States. I wish I had the time to do a shout out for every single station that embraces Girly So Groovy on their airwaves, but I love to do at least a shout out every week to honor one of those stations. And I have to say, I love the listeners in that Vancouver area. You are probably the best at sending me messages through our social media channel, letting me know what you want to hear or what you enjoyed hearing. So if you are in Nanaimo, British Columbia, every Tuesday, 6 until 8 o'clock, you can catch Girly So Groovy on CHLY 101.7 FM. Let's throw another BC station in. How about in Prince George? Every Tuesday from 6 to 8 as well, you can catch Girly So Groovy on CFUR 88.7. Again, whether you're listening on the radio, whether you are listening through our Mixcloud account, I am the first to completely understand that there are millions, literally millions of things you could be listening to. The fact that you are taking time to enjoy Girly So Groovy just amazes me. And I've been doing this 24 years. So I cannot say thank you enough. Okay, I'm going to leave you with one last name thing. But you know what? I think I've got time to squeeze two in. Quebecois musician Cool de Pirette, on her very first album, Comme des Enfants, she released a song, Francis, but it's a short one. Then on her follow-up sophomore album, Blonde, she has Ava. Let's see if I can squeeze those two in. Hey, listen, thanks for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed this week's theme. I'll be back next week. Here is Cool de Pirette right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Francis, tu as tant de choses à dire, mais le tout reste enfermé. Et quand tu ne sais plus quoi dire, tu te mets à pleurer. Mais ça, ton public le voit pas, tu l'incites à rêver. Pendant que toi, tu le regardes. Francis, les mots restent bien coincés devant cette fille qui ne demande pas mieux que de se faire aimer. Mais toi, tu sais pas comment t'y prendre. Ta gorge resserre et ton cœur bat de plus belle alors que tes yeux sont sur elle. Mais moi, je ne t'oublierai pas et je compte sur toi pour venir en aide à ceux qui ressentent pour toi ce que tu écris dans cette chanson. Francis, je m'en vais bientôt et je pense très très fort à toi. Pendant que mes doigts au piano jouent tout ce que je te dois. Et rappelle-toi que tu peux avoir le monde à tes pieds si tu te laisses pas abattre par ceux qui te laissent de côté. Et moi je t'oublierai pas et je compte sur toi pour venir en aide à ceux qui ressentent pour toi ce que tu écris dans ces chansons. Ce que tu écris dans ces chansons pour elle. Oh Ava, je sais tu sors encore ce soir. Ses bras t'attendront dans le noir.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. At a manufactured or mobile home community in Colorado, some residents may soon see their energy bills drop dramatically. Paulo Tavares Velasco, an engineer at the Colorado School of Mines, has partnered on an effort to make 16 homes more energy efficient. He says some low-income residents there have been spending 15% of their income just on energy.
If we can reduce that by half or even more, we're making a significant impact there.
He says manufactured homes often have above-ground pipes that freeze in the winter, and they have little space for insulation in the roof. So last year, the team started with retrofits like air sealing the homes and adding insulation to the floors. And in winter, these upgrades started to pay off.
Residents were pretty happy about having their pipes not freezing anymore, houses were much warmer and more comfortable.
This year, the team installed appliances like heat pumps and induction stoves, which run on electricity instead of fossil fuels. And to power these appliances with clean energy, they help families subscribe to a community solar farm. Residents are already seeing their bills start to drop. So this project is demonstrating how manufactured homes can become more climate-friendly, comfortable, and affordable. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.